broken now.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every area of your life that has been ignored by men and women. The Bible says in the Proverbs 3:4 that he, the Lord, will grant you favor before men and before himself. I speak favor before God and before men in your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I prophesy divine favor.
I
pray for divine assistance.
Amen.
According to the book of Revelation chapter 3 verse 7 and 8, he said, behold, he has set an open door which no man can close. Every doors of prosperity, doors of healing, doors of good health that the enemy has closed against you, open right now.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
I say, may they open now.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
May they open now.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Your womb.
Amen.
Everything that has been deposited in there through your dream life, through what you have eaten in the past, as a means of initiation or dedication by evil powers that is working against your life, by the power in the name of Jesus,
Amen.
May they expire now.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus,
Amen.
I prophesy to your life. So I just want you to be hyper alert. Hallelujah. I prophesy to your forehead.
I receive it.
Every hatred in that forehead. That people will see you. They begin to ask questions. Where is she coming from? We don't like her. In that office, everything that the enemy has used, mask, to mask your face, that you will not receive favor. In your place of marriage, that they will see you, you become the object of mockery and discussion. I pray today. May they begin to achieve it now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Receive. Receive. If you have anything, document picture, bring it out. If you have anything you want God to touch, your document, I always tell us, come with anything, your document, your phone, whatever that represents what you want. It is time. Happening before we begin to happen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bring out your document. Bring out your pictures. Bring out your phones. Bring out whatever you want God to touch. Enough is enough.
Amen.
If you come with water, you can take it up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The hour has come.
Amen.
This is a month of favor.
Yes.
This is a month of favor.
Amen.
And I want to tell you that whatever that happens in the realm of spirit, and bread, give bread to a success. Whatever that happens to a man, happen as a function of what has taken up in the realm of the spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if anything that has happened, you see a man successful, a man gets into a place and is blessed, you're asking questions. The answer is just divine favor. It's divine favor.
Thank you, Jesus.
I said it's divine favor.
Amen.
Favor is something that can bring you, introduce you in a place where you are not welcomed. Men and women sees you, they said, you know what? I think I know you from somewhere. Are you not the daughter of the prime minister? It's something else that is showing on your face. That is what the favor of God can do. And I have come this evening to begin to bring back again. The Bible says it was not so from the beginning. God has made us in his image. That will be epitome, carrier of God's favor. But because of the works of evil ones, they have put us where we are. But I have come today again. That whatsoever that is dormant in your life, they begin to function.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I say nothing eradicate labor like favor.
That's right.
Favor is the flavor that gives favor to your labor.
Right.
Where others struggle, you begin to see yourself shine. Are you ready to pray a prayer?
Yes.
Lift up that document up. Whatever you need, God, be it your bank card. Anything you have with you, lift it up. Lift it up. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. By the power in the name of Jesus, I prophesy to those documents.
I
prophesy to your phones. I prophesy to everything you have in your hands. Let them receive favor now.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody, before the night vigil, I am seeing a good testimony of documents.
Amen.
You are relieving God for a document from, what do they call them?
Immigration.
Marika Parusate. See, God does not lie. I prophesy to that document.
I receive.
Let me receive speed now. The mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Before I continue praying, I just want to tell you something, and I want you to be more serious.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is not like as it used to be, ministry like in those days, you know, we come and we do it and we go.
Yeah.
This is oppression, speak and it happens.
Amen.
Do you know why I say that? Because it's our season.
Amen.
It's our season of birthing.
Amen.
Just a week today, was it a week today? Last week?
Yeah.
The Lord woke me up. It's a song that say, I had a bright new day from the Lord.